So I'd asked all of the past LISA chairs to please show up right at 8:45 for something here. It was a lie. I'm sorry. The reason is that one of them is winning the SAGE Outstanding Achievement Award this year. The SAGE Outstanding Achievement Award goes to someone whose professional contributions to system administration community over a number of years merit special recognition. The award was founded in 1993. This year's winner of the award is David Blank Edelman. David, we have something for you. Yes, you have to come up here. I'm sorry, but it was the only way to get you up here.
Thank you. That's fabulous. Thank you so much.
Yes. From the... Thank you. You may now go back to your class if you want. David is teaching a 9 o'clock class, which is why we did this as the very first thing. The awards committee asked me to read the following for them. We present the 2009 SAGE Outstanding Achievement Award to David Blank Edelman, author, speaker, instructor, and conference organizer. Ever generous with his time and quarter of a century, bringing expertise and entertainment to students, conferences, attendees, and readers of Login, as well as serving as a voice of reason and leadership in community matters. David served as the chair of LISA 2005 and one of the LISA 2006 Invited Talks co-chairs. His classes at LISA and elsewhere, his highly regarded Pearl for System Administration books, and his Login columns contribute practical advice in a highly digestible form while cultivating critical thinking skills and problem-solving skills. So again, David, congratulations. As they say on Marketplace, let's do the numbers. We had originally 38 papers. Unfortunately, several of them were withdrawn. We accepted 12 of them for an acceptance rate of 35%. That number of 815 attendees is actually probably a little bit low. We've gotten a few more since then, but given the economy, I think that's a pretty good number, so thanks all for coming. There's another number. There are a lot of people that go into putting this conference together. I think I counted it by name, and it's something like 262 people. I'm not going to make you list all the sit through all the names. I do want to mention who the people are, and let's save our applause till the end, please, so we can get through this relatively quickly. There are 22 people on the program committee, 23 extra readers, authors, et cetera. All these people go into making up this conference. There are a lot of people involved in this. Everything you see, every person that stands up here, everyone, the people coordinating it, there's a lot of work, and I don't do it all. In fact, I do very little. I coordinate these people. These are the people that really make this conference happen. The program committee, these are the people that decide the refereed papers and help keep me sane when doing that. The other people on the program committee, the scribe who keeps track of 15 people arguing and trying to remember what we said, the invited talks coordinators, the people who will be standing up, people like Werner, et cetera, our workshop chair, the day-long workshops that we have, the gurus in sessions, where you get a one-on-one chance to talk to people, experts in the field. Poster session will be evening later. We'll have some discussion about that. And our board liaison, Alva Couch, who basically helps us solve problems. We have a huge crew of external readers that also help review the papers. Of course, the USENIX Association staff and board of directors. I will point out that purely by an alphabetical sort, our sysadmin, Tony Del Porto, happens to come up at the top, which is really where he belongs for helping make this conference happen. We'll get there. And finally, a bunch of other people. We have video being taken care of, being edited. We have a whole crew of bloggers. And there's the SAGE Award Committee that for the award we just gave out. These people decide that one. So these are the people that really make it happen. Can we have a round of applause for them, please? We also have a lot of sponsors. By the way, these slides will be available. I don't expect you to be able to read the small type. These will be available on the web so you can see who these all are. Patronize them to whatever extent you can. If you see them in the vendor exhibit, please say thank you. They contribute lots of money and services to help LISA get through particularly tough economic times like this. Finally, there are 815 or however many people that show up at this conference. It's not very good if we don't have an audience. So thanks to all of you for coming, and thank your bosses for letting you come and maybe even for paying for you. So everyone who came here, You help make it happen as well. We have a bunch of awards, three more in fact. The first is the award for best paper. This is the best of all the papers that was produced. This year's award goes to the Crossbow Virtual Wire Network in a Box paper. Sunay Tripathi, Nicholas Drew, Kays Belgade, and Sri Krishna Kari. If the authors of that paper could please come up and take your awards. By the way, there are cash prizes for winning these best paper awards, so if you need more incentive to write a paper for next year, there's one of them. The best student paper is the award given to the paper whose primary author is a student. Potentially all of the authors are students. This year it goes to Bart van Brabant, Thomas DeLotte, and Wouter Jussen for Federated Access Control and Workflow Enforcement and Systems Configuration. It's a long title. It's a good paper. It's Friday at 11 o'clock. I'm sorry, I forgot when the other paper was. Thursday at 2 o'clock, the best paper will be presented. Friday at 11 is the best student paper. So, Nicholas, if you could come up and accept your award for this, please. Or Bart, rather. Finally, there is the 2009 Chuck Yerkes Award. This is presented by LOPSA. Trey Harris, the president of LOPSA, will present this award.
Good morning. In 2004, the system administration community lost a voice who really showed us how to behave online. Chuck Yerkes showed us through his patience, his gentleness, his accuracy, and above all, his helpfulness, how to mentor other people, especially newcomers on online forums. And in recognition and memorial to him, we created the Chuck Yerkes Award for Outstanding Member Contributions Online. And the 2009 award goes to Lucas Crawford. Luke is not able to be here to accept the award. I'm accepting it on his behalf, but I just wanted to mention, total coincidence, Luke didn't know, the awards committee didn't know, but Luke's publisher, No Starch Press, donated several copies of his new book to LOPSA to give away over the course of the conference. Stop by the LOPSA membership table to enter your name. Thanks.
Thank you, Trey.